And shall I see you again, Helen, when I die?
You will come to the same region of happiness, be received by the same mighty universal parent, no doubt, dear Jane. Again I questioned, but this time only in thought. Where is that region? Does it exist? And I clasped my arms closer round Helen. She seemed dearer to me than ever. I felt as if I could not let her go. I lay with my face hidden on her neck. Presently she said in the sweetest tone, "How comfortable I am. The last fit of coughing has tired me a little. I feel as if I could sleep. But don't leave me, Jane. I like to have you near me." "I'll stay with you, dear Helen. No one shall take me away."
"Are you warm, darling?"
"Yes." "Good night, Jane. Good night, Helen."
She kissed me, and I her, and we both soon slumbered. When I awoke, it was day. An unusual movement roused me. I looked up. I was in somebody's arms. The nurse held me. She was carrying me through the passage back to the dormitory. I was not reprimanded for leaving my bed. People had something else to think about. No explanation was afforded then to my many questions. But a day or two afterwards, I learned that Miss Temple, on returning to her own room at dawn, had found me laid in a little crib, my face against Helen Burns's shoulder, my arms round her neck. I was asleep, and Helen was dead. Her grave is in Brocklebridge churchyard. For 15 years after her death, it was only covered by a grassy mound, but now a grey marble tablet marks the spot, inscribed with her name and the word Resurgam.